One day this fall, I was at home with my family and we had finished dinner. It was about an hour until my kids were going to go to bed. And my wife wanted to get some work done on a project that she'd been that had been in the works for a while. So I said, OK, I'll take the boys and we'll go on a photo walk. And they didn't really know what that was. And they said, sure, let's go. So my son, my oldest son, has a camera that we got for his birthday. It's an old Canon camera. I think it's a PowerShot SD450. So it's this 5-megapixel camera. It's not new. It was only $20 on eBay, but he loves the thing and he uses it all the time. My youngest son, I let him use our Panasonic point and shoot that we've had for probably 5 years or so. And I brought my DSLR. I think I have my Nikon D750 and the 50mm lens. And the three of us just went walking around the neighborhood, and nothing special. These are the same sidewalks they take to get to school. We just walked really slowly, and I kept on telling them that they had to slow down and look at things much closer than they're used to doing. And so we stopped constantly. It took us probably 45 minutes to cover what we could normally walk in 10 or 15 minutes. And every 100, 200 yards, they would stop and they'd be like, "Dad, I got a picture of this flower. Dad, I want to take a picture of this mailbox. Dad, I want to take a picture of this leaf." And that's how it went. And it was great. And I didn't really care what they were taking pictures of. I mean, I did, but I wasn't like, "No, you shouldn't take a picture of that leaf. It's not photogenic." Well, why not? It doesn't cost anything to take a picture of a leaf or a truck. So go for it. So we had a great time. And I was amazed at all the things that they saw that we don't normally see. And we got near the end, and they like most kids, they were really excited about it first, and then it kind of dwindled after a little while. And when I got this shot, we were on the way back, probably a couple of blocks from our house. I look up and I see this single pine cone hanging in this tree. And I thought, man, that looks like a cool photo opportunity. I'm going to take a picture of it. And I just for fun, I shot at f1.8. I shot straight up, and I don't normally take pictures like this, but why not? You know, it could be interesting. So I took this picture and tried to get it nice and sharp. I'm pretty happy with how it turned out. I think it looks pretty neat. I called it levitate because it looks like it's sort of hovering there in midair. My kids didn't think it was all that special. I think because it was too high up for them. They didn't really see why I was taking a picture of this pine cone. But the whole, when I see this picture, I see a pine cone, obviously, but I think of the photo walk and doing that with my kids and how you don't need anything super fancy or high tech to enjoy a walk with your kids. These were just, they were using really old, really cheap digital cameras and using that as a way to examine the world around them. Even though I had a much newer, fancier DSLR, I didn't really need that. It's just what I had. But it was a fun way to get out and enjoy the neighborhood and see some sights that we would normally just overlook. So I know I haven't said much about the photo itself, because to me it's not about the photo. It's about the act and experience of getting the photo, which I think can be just as valuable as taking the picture itself.